There is a touch of autumn in the air on this mid-August day. This 15th day of August has delivered temperatures cooler than 70 in many locations, so you can argue it feels much more like September or even October across the region this afternoon. On top of that, it's been a pretty gloomy day. There's a large upper-level low that is slowly working its way across eastern Canada and northern New England, and we've had these little disturbances rotate around the upper-level low, helping to generate the cloud cover, and also some occasional showers. The showers have been a bit more focused in areas north and west of the capital region, but any area stands the chance to see a shower go by over the next few hours. It looks like the showers should generally wind down tonight. There could still be a few showers, mainly in northern areas this evening. It'll be another cool night with temperatures falling back into the 40s and 50s. And then during the day tomorrow, that upper level low will finally move away, and that will allow some warmer weather to return. So highs should climb up into the 70s tomorrow afternoon. Most of the day will be dry, but by later in the day, we'll start to see a disturbance in frontal system approach that could trigger a few showers north and west of Albany later in the day. And then as we work through tomorrow night and Sunday, we'll see that disturbance in front come through the area. That will bring us the chance for some showers and possibly a rumble or two of thunder into Sunday morning. But by Sunday afternoon, that front should be far enough to the east that conditions will dry out and we'll see some sunshine as we work through the second half of the day. Dry weather is in the forecast for Monday, and then by the middle part of next week, there is the potential for some more wet weather to return. However, the track of that system is still up in the air at this point. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers mainly this evening, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and for tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of showers mainly late, high in the lower to mid 70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably to mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of showers mainly this evening, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, with a chance of showers mainly late, high in the lower to mid 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with some areas of fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the lower to mid 70s. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers during the morning, then becoming partly sunny by afternoon, highs mainly in the 70s, and on Monday, partly to mostly sunny with highs in the 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.